back to the completely senseless babble of the Three Stooges. It goes back. The ravings of the Marx Brothers to Laurel and Hardy and the Foreign Legion. To the old holy owl warning the hot bloods that Ramadan is near. It goes back to the werewolf of London, the distinguished doctor in his velour smoking jacket, smoking his pipe over a lamplit tome on botany. Suddenly hairs begin to grow in his hands. His cat hisses, slips out into the night. It goes back to Lamont Cranston. So cool, so sure. Suddenly becoming the frantic shadow. Going in the alleys of New York. Goes back to Cat Measy and washtubs, screaming with ecstasy over a can of cream peaches. It goes back to Wimpy looking cross-eyed for a juicy hamburger like they don't make anymore. It goes back to King Kong with huge tender eyes for Fay Wray. To dear old Russell Brathbone. It goes back to the glee of America, to the honesty of America, to the honesty of old-time grafters and straw hats, to the funny spitelessness of old big-fisted America, like Big Boy Williams saying in a movie about Mack trucks. It goes back to Clark Gable, his certain smile, his confident leer. This America was invested with wild self-believing, individuality, and all this had begun to disappear around the end of World War II. So many great guys were dead. And suddenly, it began to emerge again. The hipsters began to appear, gliding around, saying, "Crazy man.